FM 101 The Key, Spokane. Beautiful 79 The Breeze, Quad Cities, Tennessee. Z92 The Breeze, Burlington, Vermont. The Breeze 1280, Minneapolis, St. Paul. KRAI The Breeze, Craig and Steamboat Springs. AM Stereo KLMS The Breeze, Lincoln. WBBO AM and FM The Breeze, Greenville, Spartanburg. KLTH, K-Lights Breeze 97, St. Louis. KJOY The Breeze, Boise. The Breeze is on the wind, Fredericksburg, Virginia. The Breeze, Greenville, North Carolina. WTNN The Breeze, Knoxville. KBZE The Breeze, Salt Lake City. Seabreeze 104.9, Hilton Head Island. WCLZ Z99, Portland, Maine. U92 The Breeze, Denver, Greeley, Colorado. K-Snow The Breeze, Aspen. WPAG FM Ann Arbor. KNIK The Breeze, Anchorage. Now with over 20 affiliates, the facts are clear. The Breeze works. Listen to John Hoffman, sales manager at KLTH-FM St. Louis.
We were actually scared to death that in a market with 38 signals, somebody was going to beat us to this. We're scared of it. So we have an agency in St. Louis called Parker Group, and it's a good-sized shop, and they have a lot of big clients. And anyway, I did the presentation between 10 and 10:30, got in my car, got back to the station at 10:45. At 5 to 11, my phone rang with two orders from that agency. I was just knocked out, and the reason was that we'd not really been able to convince them that Evergreen, the Drake Chenault format, delivered the folks they wanted. Every one of them, they were all gals, young gals, every one of them knew the artists that I was talking about. The one gal said, well, I'm going to give you the DeBasio furniture order because we really need to reach upscale people.
Here's Kim Cooper, sales manager at KEYFFM, Spokane, Washington.
We invited our listeners to write and tell us what they thought of our new format, and we've been on since the last week in September. It was incredible. We had a Format 41 station. For those of you who may not be familiar with 41, it's Barry Manilow and Murray Barbra Streisand. The same thing that four other stations in the marketplace played at least some of. And in about a little over 3 months' time, we got a little over 300 letters. I just want to let you know what this format has done for us. First of all, as I said, we've been on the air since the last week in September. We had a 12-plus share of 1.9 before we changed the spring book. The fall book shows us with a 4.5.
The KEYF ratings have put it in second place among all listed jazz new age stations in the country in the 12-plus fall 87 Arbitrons. The reason the Breeze works? Listen to a few minutes of this truly alternative new adult contemporary format. Check the flow. Hear how soft jazz, soft fusion, and light new age music have been skillfully blended into a sound that matches the lifestyles of upwardly mobile young adults. Thank you. You've been listening to three key performances typical of the Breeze. Did you notice that each cut had its own style and yet they flowed smoothly together? Judy Converse is the program director at KLMS AM Lincoln, Nebraska. She talks about the effect of the Breeze musical style.
It works, and it sounds so nice on the air for a change, to hear a nice, clean, music-driven format.
Just heard Angela Beaufil with This Time I'll Be Sweeter, also Dave Grusin's Mountain Dance, and from Fatburger, Good News. Have you noticed? The Breeze is new, hip, and yet somehow very listenable. You may not recognize all the artists, but the music has an air of familiarity that's lacking in so-called New Age formats. After reading all the publicity about some of the other formats, many broadcasters are surprised at the melodic foreground sound of the Breeze. And we have live announcers who back-announce the songs and artists your listeners have just heard. We know how important it is to inform people of the new and emerging artists they're listening to, but our announcers never forget that the music is the personality of the format, and they're there to complement it. Thank you.
where were you? Yeah, when I didn't know what to do, everybody had two friends looking for you, and I was wishing that you hadn't got away from me. Though you're such a crazy girl, and you always leave me in a whirl. Thought I was through, yeah, with the little game we played, but I find that I'm missing it more each day, and I'm raining, raining, raining away on this lonely avenue. All that I ever
There we heard Michael Tomlinson, Lee Ritenour, and Bob James. It's surprising how many listeners write to say they're telling all their friends to tune in. It's a station owner's dream, a station that promotes itself. Here's George Kalashew of The Breeze's Hilton Head, South Carolina affiliate, Seabreeze 104.9.
We're just 2 weeks into The Breeze format, and more people know our station in 2 weeks than knew it in the last year, without promotion. The format sells itself, and believe it, I do believe it, because we have had an 800 line in for a year that never rang. True, and it's falling off the hook.
And here's Mickey Golombowski from KRAI in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
But the word of mouth has been wonderful. It's a real snobbish type thing. You're not listening to The Breeze? Why not? It's been wonderful. The best thing that happened was Stu, my boss, he and I went into a sporting goods store. And the guy was really busy, and I just handed him my card. I said, here, Brett, this is our new station on the FM. Listen to it tonight. I'll be in tomorrow morning, okay? Started to turn around and walk out. There's this lady there, loaded down with ski wear, credit card in her hand. She says to him, turn it on. It's fabulous. If he hadn't known her, he'd have thought I paid her to do it. It was perfect.
The most interesting thing about The Breeze is that it represents a new evolutionary change in popular music, in the same fashion as Elvis, the Beatles, underground rock, and for those with good memories, swing music. All were initially resisted by broadcasters until the record purchases, concert attendance, and other demands of a large segment of the listening audience forced a change. Such is the case with the new adult contemporary. Right now, today, after several years of ignoring the largest, most desired part of the radio audience, upscale young adults, broadcasters are finally beginning to play the music the target audience has enjoyed on records in increasing numbers for several years. The sound of The Breeze. It's the sound that fits the lifestyle of the people who are going places, doing things and buying merchandise. They eat out, travel, go to concerts and more. The Breeze delivers the 25 to 50-year-old like no other format. Each month, The Breeze offers free of charge to its affiliates live concerts.
Already the Breeze affiliates have broadcast live concerts by Pat Metheny, George Winston, Scott Gassoot, Michael Hedges, Liz Story, and more. Is an outgrowth of K-Twin, which developed a soft jazz, soft pop sound in Minneapolis-St. Paul, the nation's number one test market, for over 5 years. It takes a lot of music, like 12,000 cuts, to put together a format like The Breeze. It takes experience, too, to blend these sounds into a workable format. The result, however, is proving to be the answer to the lament of the lonesome broadcaster, the lament that goes, "What can I broadcast that somebody wants to hear that everybody isn't broadcasting already?" The answer is being heard loud and clear from coast to coast. It's The Breeze. Here's a chance to get there first in your market. This may be your last chance in years to grab a winning money-making broadcast service that doesn't require endless promotional dollars, that makes money instead of taking it. For information, call 1-800-367-2811. Toll free, 1-800-367-2811.